mentioned earlier with Minister James Lawless. A group of 25 junior infants pupils are due to enrol in St Corbin's Boys National School in Naas this September. However, they don't have a teacher to teach that class. The Department of Education asked the school to enrol an extra class for the upcoming school year to address a junior infant places crisis. Yet now it seems they're not enrolling a teacher to actually teach that class. And joining me now on the line to discuss this in more detail is Lucy Stokes, a parent of a child attending St Corbin's National School, as well as independent Ireland councillor on the Naas Municipal District, Bill Clear. Good morning to you both, and thank you both for taking the call on the Kildare Today show. I think, Bill, we will come to you first just in relation to this scenario. You sent us on the letter issued by the principal of St Corbin's National School, and I suppose for listeners who aren't fully aware of the situation, only hearing about it for the first time, what exactly is going on? What do you understand? And we'll just see. And Bill, can you hear us now? Yeah,
I can hear you fine.
Perfect. So again, as I was saying, just kind of could you give listeners an update as to what is happening there?
So back in January, February, it became apparent that there was when parents were looking to enrol their children in schools around Naas, that there was an excess of 20, 25, 30 kids who had no place, who were of the age. And all the schools, I went around and talked to all the schools and said, what capacity, what's it looking like, what are the numbers? And they said, we have extra children. Don't have the spaces, you know. So to be fair, a lot of politicians went around, got onto the department, and then the department said to St Corbin's, you know, we will approve an extra class. So everybody was very happy. You know, we got them filled. And this is all to do with, you know, increase in building and population in around the Naas area. You know, this is what's happening. And, you know, the problem was sorted fairly quickly, to be fair. You know, people came together, politicians, parents, school, the whole lot, and we were saying, great, this is what happens when we all pull together.
Mm.
And then last week, then the department said, sorry, you can have the extra class, but you can't have a teacher, you know. This is crazy stuff in this day and age. I mean, when you have this significant amount of housing in an area and you know it's going to increase, and then they don't provide the amenities. We'll see this over and over again, and we are going to increase our population again in Naas by about 8,000 people with a northwest quarter. But this means that this is only the start of it. This is only the first bit of it. And these parents are incredibly angry because they were like, great. And it's such a stressful time for parents trying to find a space for their children. It shouldn't be. Mm. It never was. In the history of this town, it never was a problem to get their child into school. But it is now. And then to turn around. And I just want to say to people, listen, they said we could have a class, but you can't have a teacher. I mean, you could not. But that's absolutely unbelievable in this day and age. And I was contacted by a couple of teachers who said, geez, I'd love to come back to Naas and work in the school. You know, so we have the people who want to come work there. We have a class. We have no teacher. And I didn't hear the minister, but I didn't hear the minister come this morning, but he did make a statement and said, basically, you don't have enough children in the entire school. Tough. You know what I mean?
Speaking to the minister, he said that he's quite confused about the situation actually himself, saying that, you know, he's been told that there aren't enough students in the school to warrant an extra teacher, but he says he knows that Naas is a growing population and that, you know, all of the schools are essentially bursting at the seams. So he is going to the school today to get more information about that. But again, Bill, as you were saying, I mean, there's just a lot of confusion as to how can a school be asked to put in an extra class and yet they're not being given the teacher for that extra class. And again, parents are raising concerns about this. And Lucy, you know, you are a parent of a student at that school. I mean, what are your concerns? How are you and other parents feeling about this?
We're very stressed and angry because looking at it now, we already were in this position already 2 or 3 months ago. I applied to 5 or 6 schools in Naas and was told there was no places available. And then when St Corbin's opened the extra class, we were delighted. We were like, great, that's brilliant. Our child will have a place in September. But now we're not sure. I have a 4.5-year-old son. His last day is in play school today. He's thinking he's going to school in September. And I don't know. I don't think, for me, like I said, on the letter that we received from the principal, there was an option one and two. I'm only looking at option two, which means they cannot open the extra class because they don't have a teacher. So that's what all I'm thinking at the moment, that maybe he's not even going to start school then in September. Now, I've contacted the other four schools I applied to, and they have said to me that like the position, he's like 40 on the list, 40, 50 on some of the lists on the school, and the numbers haven't moved at all in weeks, they have said. And there's no guarantee he's going to get a place in any other school if he doesn't get a place there in St. Corbin's in September. So it's very stressing at the moment. It's all I can think about now at the moment.
I can imagine, because I'd say you were relieved to hear that St. Corbin's
I was absolutely delighted.
Yeah, was opening another junior infants class, because again, they're all bursting at the seams trying to get children in, but now there's no actual teacher for that class.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Lucy, I mean, as you were saying, there's two options that the principal has given. Option one is that they inform parents that they don't have a teacher for this extra junior infant class. This leaves 25 children without a place on August 27th, 2026. There's also option two, Lucy, as you mentioned, where they take one of their first class teachers and use them to cover the extra junior infants class. And then the current senior infant classes are amalgamated together into one class of 34. But then there's the issue of, you know, the Department of Education's pupil teacher ratio is supposed to be 23 to 1. And yet, if option two is chosen for St. Corbin School, there's going to be a pupil-teacher ratio of 34 children to one teacher. I mean, that's a concern then for those parents.
That is a big concern, yeah. That is a lot. Like, that's a disadvantage for those children, for their education and that. So it's a lot. And I can't see option two going ahead. I'm just looking at option one at the moment, which is he mightn't have a place in September unless Department of Education allocate a teacher to this school. I'm hoping they might see sense.
I mean, that's what the best outcome. I mean, that's the outcome, honestly, that I think would make sense, because again, and Bill, to bring you back in, as you were saying, I mean, we know Naas is a growing town. I mean, was this ever precedented that something like this would actually happen for a school in Naas, that a junior infants class would be promised and yet no teacher is actually brought along as well?
No, this ridiculous situation of a class with no teacher has never arisen. But we are seeing a massive increase in the school places, secondary and primary. And I just want to put out there that Horbin School is one of the best schools in the town, and the principal is a fantastic principal. My own kids went there, you know. This is not of their making. They've tried really hard, and just want to say that. But, I mean, as I say, Naas is one of the fastest-growing towns in the country. I think it's the second fastest-growing town in the country. When people arrive in they're coming with children now from all ages, you know, and they need spaces of all ages. But so I don't really understand why they're telling me that the whole school just doesn't have has too many teachers, or can't have another one, because every time I ask in any of the schools around making queries for people who want to get their children into third, fourth, fifth, sixth class, there's no space. But none of this makes any sense, really. I mean, I think what's going on here, to be perfectly honest, is the Department of Education has way overspent their budget. And the Jack Chambers Minister has said to them all, you got to find ways to save money. And this is a saving money exercise by stealthily saying that, okay, you can have the class but no teacher. Because the class was announced before all this overspend was leaked out. And now it's there, and now they have to roll back in every department. And we're going to see this, and everybody's going to see this happening to every department, every service we're seeing. I mean, it's very unfair to the people in Naas when this thing happens, that we find that the basic requirement of any parent is a child, a school for the child. And it's important to remember that all these children would have gone through what's called the ECT scheme. You get 2 years of that, and that's all you get. So a child goes into ECT scheme in the expectation when they get to the age 4 to 5 that they'll be going into school straight away. So there's no other class, there's nowhere for them to go unless the parents pay full creche fees for a child who's 4 and a half to go into school, go back into creche, you know. So it's an absolute mess. And the funding for, say, an extra creche place, you know, that would far outweigh the funding for one teacher, you know. A teacher starts off, I think, at 34,000, you know. But this is penny pinching by the department. And I have to say, we have Minister and two government TDs in this constituency, and it's time for them now to stand up and say, right, okay, this is not good enough. We've seen problems in Selbridge with schools, we're seeing problems here in Naas schools, this is the tip, and they have to stand up and say, this is, we were elected for this and we are going to sort this problem. I don't care who sorts this problem out, what party, who you're from, but for the benefit of the children. And this has to stop, because we're about to put in Northwest Quarter 8,000 extra population into Naas. They've allocated a space for a school. But the school will not be built by developers. It'll be developed by Department of Education. That'll take 10 years. So this is something I'm hugely concerned. Salins is the same, an extra 1,000 people going in there with and no sign of a school. A site for a school, but the department won't build a school because their budgets are blown and they're not going to be spending much more. And this is what's happening. And people are going to see more and more and more of this carry on. And it's just not fair to the parents. It's very stressful. I really can feel Lucy's stress there. And I have a load of other parents and they're up the walls with this kind of thing. They can't believe it. Just before summer where people kind of chill out a little bit, they have
exactly
this
with the thought that they were their children was going to be in school starting in the August September academic year. KFM News did contact the Department of Education about this. The following statement can be attributed to a spokesperson for the Department of Education and Youth. They say the department's staffing schedule clearly sets out for all schools how teachers are allocated. The key factors for determining the level of staffing resources provided at individual school level are the staffing schedule for the relevant school year and pupil enrolments on the previous 30th of September. Additional teachers are allocated when pupil numbers increase above the threshold set out in the schedule. Where pupil numbers are below these thresholds, schools organise their classes to operate within the existing teacher allocation, which is sufficient to ensure a mainstream class teacher for all pupils. This staffing schedule operates in a transparent manner and treats all similar types of schools equally. That was the statement we received. My question is, in relation to the line saying that the key factors for determining the level of staffing resources provided at individual school level are the staffing schedule for the relevant school year and pupil enrolments on the previous 30th of September. However, the Department of Education asked this year, 2026, I believe in January, for another junior infant class to be enrolled. So by the sounds of this, and just what I'm assuming, is that they, even though they asked for an extra class this year in January 2026, they are basing the 2026-2027 academic year off of last year's figures, even though they knew that they asked for an extra junior infants class to come in, for three junior infant classes to be starting in September. I mean, Lucy, I know at the moment it really doesn't seem like there is an answer to this. Again, as we were saying, Minister James Lawless was one of the ministers kind of looking at this issue. He's going to St. Corbin's National School today to try and get more answers. I mean, I was just going to ask what is next, but by the sounds of it, it just sounds like it's going to be a summer of worry unless this is sorted soon.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. I'm just stressed. I'm worried, stressed. Just hoping that I might get an email soon from the school to say everything is grand, we have a teacher or something has come up. But at the moment, it's just like a waiting game. I'm just waiting at the moment to see what happens next. It's not a great start to the summer for us because Teddy's off, my son is off for 2 months. So at the moment, for me now, it's just hoping that he can get to school in September.
Of course.
That's all I'm hoping for at the moment.
I can imagine. And Lucy, we'll keep in touch with yourself and for any other parents who are going through this situation as well. And we'll keep in touch with Corbin's, St. Corbin's National School there in Naas. I just want to thank yourself, Lucy, for joining us this morning, highlighting the situation. I know how stressful it is for you. But again, by speaking about it, hopefully it will bring more attention and maybe an outcome, a good outcome will come of it. And a big thanks again to Independent Ireland Councillor Bill Clear for also joining us on the line to let listeners know about this situation that parents of St. Corbin's National Boys School is currently facing for the upcoming academic year. Again, we are going to be following that up. I think we will be sending an email back to the Department of Education. I also invite them for another statement if perhaps one of their members are listening. Also, any other TDs, councillors, ministers who are addressing this issue, to please get in touch with KFM News as well. In that letter sent by the principal of St. Corbin's National School, John Druitt. He's saying that if all parents can get in touch with the relevant TDs and ministers, such as James Lawless, Minister Martin Hayden, Hildegard Nocton and Gabrielle Martin, who is in the primary allocations for the government, the Department of Education, you can contact them. If you want any of their emails, we can send them to you here. Get in touch with us at kfmradio.com. But a big thanks to Lucy and Independent Ireland Councillor Bill Clear for joining us on the show this morning. Keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. One message comes in relation to the encampments on the Curra. Or a listener called in, saying that nobody would get away with this, especially the length of time and effort that has gone into removing them. It's a disgrace. We would prefer our Gardaí, local representatives, etc., to focus on other things. And another listener called in earlier in relation to our discussion about the election posters. They suggest that there should be one poster per person that should be provided and put in an area of the town where people can go and see who's running in any election. And another listener said our little community is being ruined by those on the Curra. They're allowed to get away with murder and think they are above the law. As for the Kildare County Council, it's a joke. That message comes in from Karen. Keep the messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97 97, or also give us a call on 045